Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to College Football's Offsides Top 25 Plus 5. And you are with Kalen and Michael. We don't know where John is, but he probably got held up or something, or had something else he wanted to do. But anyway, guys, what a weekend we had last weekend. Upset City. It was ugly.
It was ugly.
Anyway, let's get on to it. We knew Penn State, just right off the bat from the Big Ten, Penn State and Oregon were going to go down, and it was going to be a war. And it was a war. But as I said before, and I'll say it again, and I said this, Franklin is 10-2 guy. Okay, that's who he is. He's 10-2 guy. He can't help it. It just is. He's 10-2 guy.
Yep.
Accept it. Take it on. That's just the way it is. He could be 9-3 guy. You know what I'm saying? But he's 10-2 guy. And that's because it's either going to be Michigan, it's going to be Ohio State, it's going to be Oregon now, and
possibly USC.
And we'll see. But three teams that definitely Franklin has a hard time getting past.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he won't for the rest of them. It just means he's 10-2 guy. That's who he is. So Oregon was the better team at times, and then Penn State was a better team at times. And in the overtime, the bad mistake. You can't make a bad mistake like that with where you're at as far as you're being a senior. You're in the game.
And he had plenty of opportunities.
He did have plenty of opportunities.
Yes. And that's where it's kind of like, I said this before, you know, Aller kind of, he's peaked. He's at his peak. This is the max you're going to get out of him. And it wasn't enough. But I credit to, like you said, it's Franklin. You know, win a big game.
And does it come down to is it the coaching? Is it a mental block that he has? Kind of, you know, I mean, people are saying the same thing with Ohio State, with Michigan, and you know, I'm like,
mental block. No, and yes, he hasn't figured out what it takes
to not be 10-2 guy.
How do you put it? He can attack the smaller division schools. You understand? He can attack certain teams. But when it comes to attacking top five teams,
they got the talent.
They have the talent.
They have more talent than anyone else in college football, except for maybe TCU.
The problem is, though, is this. Is if all you can do is prepare for the, you know, what you're expected to face, how are you going to be better than? How are you going to be able to overcome that? How are you going to be able to, when you get down in those positions and you're going into overtime and you got to be able to come away with a win, how are you going to do it? It goes back to coaching.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't get it. With the talent that he has, I mean, he's got Pena from Syracuse that he picked up. A heck of a wide receiver. He's got
– underutilized.
So,
I think that's a lot to it. It's the game plan, the game management. You know, you have so much experience, but then when you watch them play, it's like they're on a leash.
Yeah. They do hamper themselves.
Yeah. It's like they're on a leash. And it's like, what are you doing? You know, show the firepower. Go down the field. You know, bomb this thing. Aller's what is he, 16th year quarterback now? I mean,
yeah, he's already got his masters and everything else.
So what's the holdup?
I mean, it's to me, it's, I'm not sure. I'm not.
Hey, John.
There's John.
Hey.
I'm not sure. We're talking about
Penn State
James Franklin being 10-2 guy. That's who he is.
That's a good.
Yeah, he's 10-2 guy, and we're talking why they can't seem to get over this hump, and Drew Aller, the kid, he's got his 4-year degree, He got his undergraduate. He's got his master's. He's been there, what? Like you said, what, 16 years?
Yeah.
And he still can't seem to throw that ball where that ball needs to go. He's had more practice than some of the pros on the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean,
academics and athletics is spelled differently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something's different.
may not match the brain to the arm.
Yeah. So there is a short circuit there.
There's a gap.
There's a gap. The wiring, the short circuit.
Well, it's like, you know, looking back at that game, he was 14 of 25 for 137 yards with a 56% completion rating, which is hilarious because that's actually his average. You know, game two, he was 57.6. Game three, he's 55.2. His best game was versus Nevada at 84.6.
But your average that you see there for him is his top level.
That's peak. That's what I'm saying. 16th year starter, and your average is 55% completion rating.
Oh, it's a mess, John. It's a mess over there. They don't know what they're doing.
And then here's the other part of it.
This is exactly.
Here's the worst part. You ready for this? It's you know, you look at the averages now. Okay, well, how many average yards is he getting per completion, right? We went from game one, 8.3, which is great. You know, that's almost a first down per throw. Then game two versus FIU, you go 6.1. And it's like, okay, that's still good. You know, two throws and you're at a first down plus. Game three, we're at 7.2. Okay, now we got a little bit of an average here. You're getting right around 6.9, 7 yards per throw. And then all of a sudden versus Oregon, 5.5 yards.
He's eating the wrong breakfast cereal.
It goes back to the coaching factor, though. Why is it that you're playing like you're on a damn leash?
No, and that's it. I think a lot of that has to do with Franklin trying to be conservative, not to make a mistake, and then you do make a mistake.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And Ryan Day is kind of doing the same thing, and I'm like, except Ryan Day's got the talent around him to do that, but still.
Apparently not this year, because word on the street from the players.
Cut loose.
Look, there's a mentality thing with Ryan Day this year, and apparently the players have came out and testified to this and such. His demeanor has changed. He is now the most fired up person walking into the practice rooms, walking into the film rooms and everything. And he's going after them as if they just lost a game. And he said, you know what? Instead of getting there and losing the game and seeing what we have to do to fix the things, let's fix them now. While we see we have a problem, let's go ahead and rectify it.
Yeah, that's
what coaching should be. You know what I mean? It's if you're not going to sit there and rectify the problems before they become problems in apparent games, what are you doing? You're collecting a paycheck.
All right, John, we've got your computer thing. You've got to tell us what is going on. Sherry had the best week on week four. She was 16-1-1, John?
That's right.
I believe, yeah. She took the week home. I have no idea who won this last week. I do know that it was not me.
It was me.
Huh?
It was me.
It was you?
Yeah.
I know. Phone problems, everything else. I couldn't get any input. It was a mess.
Hey, how about this, though? Virginia.
Yeah. Kalen called it. Kalen said Virginia will upset Tennessee. Florida State. And I said Tennessee would get by Mississippi State, and they did. And that's about the only two games I got right, other than maybe Oregon.
How about Bama?
Yeah.
We said this last week, though. We said, you know, you can't write them off.
John made it clear. Yep. He said you can't vote against Bama. And he was right. And Georgia – and again, there's the Franklin effect.
Well, I got a question now. Has Kirby had his run?
Has Kirby – No.
You got to ask the question.
No, Kirby has not had his run. As a matter of fact – okay, so they got lucky and they beat Georgia at Georgia, which blew me away. But the bottom line is Georgia's still Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been for pretty consistent for about 10 years.
But let's say this now, okay? Let's say Georgia still has a slate that still has to run, okay? Still got to play. Not sure who else still has to. I think it still plays Tennessee.
I think Tennessee is probably the best in the SEC right now. Even though they lost to Georgia, you have to look at it. The only reason they lost was the kicker. The kicker decided to take a vacation on the last play of the game. Moment.
That's all. Karma for that hit on Harrison.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it.
That's all it was.
It just took a while to get there, but it finally showed up.
Yeah, the kicker took a left turn at Albuquerque on the last play of the game. And, you know, it's just the way it goes, but they had Georgia beat. I think Tennessee is probably the best team in the SEC.
Yeah.
And if they get past Bama, I the only other team there's really two teams in there that are still Ole scary. Miss. Ole Miss and Texas A&M. And A&M. Yeah. Other than that, I don't think the SEC really represents all that well, unless Vanderbilt, the sleeper, the dark horse.
That's what I'm
who's playing angry.
Is he gonna make good on his promise? That's all I want to know. The quarterback. Is he gonna make good on his promise? He said we're gonna play for a national title. I want to see it.
All right, John. Let's go through it. You've got time. You've had time now. You can organize. All right. What do you think? Let's go top 25, sir.
Number 25, Vanderbilt.
I think that they're ranked way too underrated. I think they're way stronger than that. So
Vanderbilt beat South Carolina 31-7, and they took Lenore Sellers out of the game.
Yes.
So, you know, beyond that, they played Georgia State, Utah State, and Charleston Southern. And now they got their hands full.
Now, who do they play this week?
Alabama.
I think Bama wins by 10. But
it's not Saban. It's just I'm having this mental block in my head, John. It's not Saban.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not Bryant, and it's not a lot of other coaches. But
hot take. Hot take. They beat Georgia running on a high horse, and they undersell Vanderbilt, and they get upset.
The math is Alabama plus 6. So it's within a score.
I'm calling.
Where's it at? Alabama or Vandy?
If it's at Alabama, I'm calling Vandy.
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
I'm calling
Vandy. Alabama.
Vandy. Yeah. Vandy by 3 points.
I don't care if they're Alabama is 0-10 and Ohio State's 10-0. I'm taking Alabama.
Well, then Alabama would be 0-11 though. So
I don't know. That's a bad game to go against. That's not a good game. Ohio State does pretty good.
Hey, I'm going to put it to you like this, all right? Ohio State's defense last year in the national championship game was the number one defense in the nation. Mm-hmm. All right? This year, they're better.
I think they are, but let's
move on. And they're still the number one defense in the nation. They are number one in every single category.
Well, we're biased, so number 24.
We are biased.
24 is Southern Cal.
I don't know what to think of them. How do you go and then you lose to Illinois?
Because it's Franklin Jr.
I mean, I told you this is where I don't have a lot of confidence in Lincoln. Lincoln Riley, I just don't have the confidence in the man.
Brett Bielema just beat Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. I mean, in an ugly game.
All Brett Bielema's games are ugly. Did you not watch his game versus Indiana? That got ugly real fast.
He got beat ugly. There's a difference.
I didn't say they were all in his favor. I just said every game he plays is an ugly game.
There's a difference between getting beaten ugly and just playing ugly. You could play ugly and win a game. You can get beat ugly and you know, you did him ugly. You know what I'm saying? Don't do me ugly.
Indiana's coach was saying, I hate a big lead at the half.
Oh. All right, so who's USC got?
They're idle. They are idle. There's so many idle games this week.
Yeah. Again, this is why I need aspirin and pain medication, is because why are we playing idle games? Why? They're college kids. They're getting paid. They're making more than all the rest of us. And you can't work? Get to work, okay? Get to work. My goodness. All right, number 23.
Illinois.
And who are they playing?
Purdue.
Oh, well, that's Illinois. Yeah, it's a
– Illinois.
Yeah, I'd say Illinois.
Yeah.
Bounce back game.
Yeah, I mean, Purdue's already matched their last year's total. They won two games already.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know that they'll get much more than that. I'll take Illinois.
The math says Illinois by 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 22.
Florida State.
And who do they have?
Miami.
Oh.
In Tallahassee.
Oh.
So they got beat by Virginia last week, and this week they're going to get beat by the Hurricanes.
And let me tell you, they that game with Virginia, I'm going to tell you, they were just outplayed. That's all there was to it.
Called it.
Virginia just matched them, physicality, one-on-one, and they matched them, and they beat them.
I told you.
So
Virginia's physicality was going to overmatch and Florida State.
You got it. We give it to you. All right, everyone give Kent.
Yes.
Give him his chip. You got it. Now, Miami and Florida State, it's at Florida State. Florida State lost to Virginia, who's lost only one game. Miami's undefeated.
I want.
This is Miami's last hard opponent for the year. For the year.
Yeah, I'm taking Florida State by 3.
No! I'm not taking Florida State.
I'll go past my friend.
Nuts. Where's my pen?
You told me no last week, and you're eating that one now.
Where's doggone it? I have. Where is it? I'm using my antenna. Here's my antenna. No, not so fast, my friend. And pay attention, John. Not so fast, my friend. It's down here. It's down in Florida State. Florida State's got a loss. They lost to Virginia.
Yep.
Miami goes ahead, and they're going to go ahead. I think Miami has the potential to take the entire ACC. It's not that hard.
They have the potential.
Pretty much.
But they're going to have a slip-up this week.
I don't think so.
There's no one in their way.
Let me tell you. The ACC, and I'm sorry, people, but you have no credibility in the ACC. No. You're a weak, weak, weak conference. And number two, I have to say, the best team in the ACC and the winner that's going to take it all is the one that uses the best harsh language.
That'd be Georgia. Okay?
And that'll probably be Miami.
Florida State's going to upset them this week.
John, what does the books have?
The math says Miami by +4.
I need a helmet for like college game day. I need to get one of those helmets so that I can, you know.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend.
I'm gonna get us a helmet of shame is what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
So when you're wrong, you just
Oh, I have no shame. All right, let's move on. Number
21, Tulane.
And they're playing?
They're idle. They're idle every week.
Ugh. Every week. They just took 2 weeks off?
Oh.
No, last week they beat Tulsa.
Oh, well.
Well, you need a nap after that. You need a nap after obviously, you need a nap after every other game. And they're getting it. Oh, ridiculous. Idle, idle, idle. All right, let's move on.
Number 20, got too many papers in the way, Louisville.
And they are playing?
They're idle. Idle, idle, idle.
Well, this isn't any fun.
19?
What do we got?
Arizona State.
Hey, who they play?
They're idle, too.
What? 18?
This is the problem with you kids. Not so fast, my friend. This is the problem with you kids. Get back to work.
Especially if you graduated.
Right?
Oh.
All right. It's over. Back to work.
Next on down the line.
Number 18, Oklahoma.
Are they idle?
No, they play Kent State, so they're idle.
God, they are idle. Okay, so I'll take them by three.
300?
Well, give or take. Give or take.
Give or take.
And they move on. They move on in the gravy train. Next.
Number 17, Notre Dame.
Oh, who's ND got?
Boise State at home.
Oh.
No, I'll take Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Of course.
But Boise.
It's a good opponent. I mean, at least it's a good opponent.
No, it's not.
I mean,
no, they aren't.
Boise's all right.
No.
They're all right.
No. They're not better than Kent State.
Yeah. I mean, not this year, but you know, usually they're all right.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, if you look at a schedule and you see Boise State and then you see Utah State, which one are you going to go, oh, you see?
All right. We'll give you something. Next.
Number 16, Memphis.
Oh, and who is Memphis playing? The Tigers? Who are they playing?
Tulsa.
Oh, well,
Memphis.
You know you got to take Memphis.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's on the road. I mean, Tulane just beat Tulsa. I mean, I'm not sure Tulane would beat Memphis.
All right. I don't think so either.
I don't either. Next up.
Number 15, Georgia Tech.
And who do they have?
They're idle, too.
Nobody wants to play ball.
Nobody wants to play football this weekend. I don't understand why they were having a hard time with the scheduling.
They needed a rest because they only beat Wake Forest by 1 point.
They're still winning. All right, next up.
Number 14, Iowa State.
Are they idle?
They play Cincinnati.
Oh, now this is a tough game. I'm going to tell you, this game is kind of intriguing. Cincinnati is not as bad as people think they are. I mean, what's the record?
Nebraska down the first half.
Huh?
Then Nebraska down the first half.
Mm-hmm. Cincinnati's got a good defense.
Cincinnati's it's a fast team.
Yeah, but are they Iowa State fast?
Iowa State is more of a grinded out team. We'll grind you into the dirt and turn you into powder.
That's what I'm saying. They're physical.
So
they're fast.
But in Iowa State, they will always have one slip up game, maybe two. And it'll be the least one that you expect. The question is this the one that's going to happen? And I think Cincinnati's played a tougher competition than Iowa State.
What is Cincy's record right now? I
think Cincinnati has one loss, right, John?
Yep, just Nebraska.
Nebraska, that was it.
Yeah.
And
I'll take Cincy. Take Cincy by 10 points.
Where's it at? Hey, it's at Cincinnati.
I have it at Iowa.
Take Cincy by 10 points.
I have Iowa State by 14, too.
I do kind of like Iowa State.
Iowa State, they have not taken a week off after 6 weeks.
That's manly. There you go. They know how to play some ball.
Yeah, just for that reason, I'm going to take Iowa State.
Iowa State.
I'll do 6 points, but I'll take Iowa State.
It's going to be close.
I'm telling you, Cincinnati by 14. I'm not going against the math this year. No way.
I like Iowa State.
Wait, are we doing Iowa State or Cincy?
You taking Cincinnati?
I'm taking Iowa. I'm taking Iowa and a shed beating.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what? Screw it. I've been the underdog day all day. So, Cincy, let's go.
Not so fast, my friend. And I'm going to tell you why. It's at Iowa State.
I know that.
A team that hasn't rested, played all six games.
Yes, they're that tough. Right there, though.
They've played some that right tough there, competition. Though.
They haven't rested. They've played all six games. They're tired.
They're in a groove.
Yeah, they're in a groove, but they're tired.
You don't know they need a nap yet.
They need a nap.
You don't know.
Don't put them to sleep.
Oh, they don't need a nap yet. All right, next up.
Number 13, Miami.
Florida State.
Oh. I don't think so. I'm telling you, Miami Crystal Ball wants to make a name for himself there.
Yeah, notice all the schools that he's already been at and couldn't do it.
That's why he's got to do it here. I think it'll happen.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah, I have Miami. So Carson Beck is 82 of 112 for 972 yards.
Yep.
His QBR is 81. It's the highest in college football.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there the longest. He's another one. He's got his master's degree already. You know? I mean, come on. He's going for extracurricular activity on education. There's nothing left.
The smart thing about him, he will not run.
No,
he won't. And I think this is going to be the game where he's going to have to run.
He averages 1.9 yards per game.
Why run when people are protecting you and blocking?
Right.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't run either. I'm like, thank you, boys. Keep doing it. You know, he's just picking apart the other teams. But it's not going to be that way forever because you're going to run into a defense that is going to be a lot more stifling than what he's come across. Florida State might give them a game. And
the math says plus four. That's a game to me.
That's a game. I mean, that's a game. There's no question. The question is
I think this is a bounce back for Florida State losing to Virginia last week, truthfully. They're pissed.
Oh, they're angry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they should be angry. They lost
and
the game.
And it's a rivalry game, the biggest rivalry game between the two of them.
Lost to Virginia.
Oh, I'm taking Florida State all day, baby.
Yeah, they should be angry. They lost. But that doesn't mean that they'll win this game.
No, it doesn't mean that. But
I like
theoretical odds are in their favor. So
next up, John.
Number 12, LSU.
Yeah.
Are they idle?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to say that.
They beat Ole Miss Ole Miss beat them this week, 24-19.
Yeah, that was I knew it. You know,
that
game that we saw this last weekend for LSU is usually how Kelly starts off the year.
Yeah.
With the very first game. You know, and then the best part about him is he blames the players and everybody else but himself. You guys suck.
My game plan was the best. And nobody performed it like it should have been performed.
Yeah, I gave you game plans and this and that. You didn't read. You stink. And he's a great narcissist. I love the guy. You know, he's the king. You know, I mean, yeah, just all there is to it. All right, next up.
Number 11, Penn State.
Yeah, good spot for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's 10-2 guy. Again, you know, he's 10-2 guy.
Right outside the top 10.
Yeah.
That's where you stay.
Yeah, it's 10-2 guy.
Yep.
Anywhere in the top 12, right there, 10-2 guy in the top 12. And he could be 9-3 guy now. You know what I'm saying? Now you got Oregon in the mix on top of Ohio State and Michigan.
He's got – I hate to say this. He's going to be in the hot seat if he loses to Michigan and Ohio State.
Well, I look at it this way. You could put Penn State against Penn State and one of them in the mirror, and somehow they'll both manage to lose to each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the fans.
Yeah. I don't know how they would do it, but they do it. They would find a way. Don't you think, John?
I just think that Franklin will not let Aller be a versatile quarterback.
Yeah. He's held on a leash.
It's like on you have let this
boy ball.
Receiver go to this spot and I'll throw it there.
Yeah, let the boy ball. That's what you got to do. You got to let him loose.
Yeah.
So he has 19 rushes for 69 yards for the whole year.
Hell, for 19 rushes, he's going to have over 200.
Yeah.
3 yards a rush. His QBR is 48.4.
Yeah, that's not a good quarterback.
I just think that it's 10-2 guy. It's him. And like I said, it does. It goes back. It's the best analogy I could give for it. You could put Penn State against Penn State, put them facing each other in the mirror, and one of the two of those teams will beat each other the whole way.
I got a real question here. Who's runner-up over there right now? I mean, think about it. Who does Franklin rely on if Aller goes down? Do they even have anybody?
The 13th fan.
They've got somebody. We don't know who it is.
But there's somebody.
Yeah, there'll be somebody.
They go to UCLA this week.
That'd be a win.
Kalen, that'll be a win for him, though.
But according to Lincoln, what's his last name?
Riley.
Lincoln Riley. When you travel the length of the country, it's at a disadvantage. So Penn State, damn near has to go the whole length of the country to get to UCLA.
That's all right. Yeah. I still think they win. I mean, they have no coach. I don't know who they got for a coach. They fired the other coach.
They don't even have a quarterback. Yeah, UCLA is not winning nothing.
You had Nico Ealamava over there, and he turned into some kind of
– I got paid.
No, he lost money.
I know.
He lost money on top. You can't win with a quarterback like that. If you're going to make a decision, you want a quarterback that's going to make money. He doesn't make money. He lost money. So you can't expect him to play much better on the – and he listened to his family. And that was the problem right there. Don't worry. We'll send you another school so that you could lose money. You will lose money.
It sounds like the Ball family in basketball and the
– Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Teglovo or
he caught the hint when his last name was called Amaliva.
Yeah. I mean, so many red flags. And Tennessee ended up doing better.
Yeah.
Tennessee has a lot of firepower on offense.
Yeah. Yes, they do. They do. Who do we got next?
Number 10, Texas A&M.
Who do they got this week?
Their idol.
You know, that's how he likes to try to build you up. Who's next? It's Texas A&M. Who are they playing? Another idol.
I kid you. They play Florida.
Oh. At Florida or A&M?
Yeah, where are they playing?
At A&M. No, at Florida.
Oh.
Can't read my own writing.
Ooh.
Now, is Billy Napier I think he's down at the point now where he's got to bribe the players. What do you think?
They're going to have to do something because I see A&M taking them and
them to the hell out of them. Yeah.
I don't see them having a chance. They can't even match the A&M has got speed, man. Speed.
Yeah, A&M just runs like a well-oiled machine
on offense. And that defense is fast.
A&M plays like a SEC team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 4.2. I'm doing the math. I didn't do the math for this game. Texas A&M plus 16.
That seems about right.
Yeah.
That seems about right.
Billy, it's been fun watching you come on out this year and host everybody.
This is the old Ted Knight, John. You remember how it was when he pulled out the golf club? Oh, Billy, 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 Billy. Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy. I think it's see you later, Billy, 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 Billy. I think his time is coming to an end at Florida.
Well, his buyout is insane, isn't it?
I don't know. Buy him out. You got to get rid of him. He's
yeah. After Jimbo Fisher got shown the door, he's like, "Oh, we'll try somebody else, and they'll know they're on a short leash."
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Next on up,
number 9, Alabama.
They're coming too.
Alabama.
Tell you, I'm.
They're coming together. Who they got this week?
Florida State.
Vanderbilt. Oh, that's right, huh?
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. They got Vanderbilt this week. I'm taking Alabama.
I'm taking Alabama in a hailstorm.
Yeah. I'll take them with hailstorms, hurricanes, tornadoes.
You are taking the hurricanes. Watch out. Yeah. You got Indians on the rise.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. You don't think Alabama is going to be angry about last year?
Oh,
they're going to punish them. It's going to be ugly.
Did they lose to Vandy last year?
Huh?
They lost to Vandy last year, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Vandy, let's go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. When I tried to give him the not so fast, my friend, and he went ahead and took – who was your teams?
Well, I got Vandy. Vandy and Florida State.
He took Florida State. Now he's taking Vandy. And I'm going to tell you, you will be punished.
And I got Cincy.
Oh, and Cincinnati.
Yep.
Needless to say, attention to all those on the offsides page. I will not be losing at rock bottom this week. It will be Kalen.
And I still cannot read my own writing. Texas plays Florida.
Oh.
Texas A&M plays Mississippi State.
Oh. Mississippi State's going to lose this week, though.
I'll take
Texas. Yeah, Ole Miss will beat them. That's the game, right? Ole Miss and Mississippi State, correct?
No. A&M
and then,
Mississippi State. No, Texas A&M and Mississippi State.
Texas
plays. Oh, yeah. A&M.
Yeah,
A&M,
and I got Texas beating Florida.
Yeah, Texas over Florida, yeah.
Well.
No, Texas will beat Florida.
Yeah, the defense is too stifling for him. Do you think Arch is going to struggle?
Yeah, he's going to struggle. He throws like he's throwing a tomato at a car. Okay? All right? You ever see that Friday night? Your buddies are tomatoing a car. They never throw it overhand. They throw it right on the side. They, like, wing it. And it hits the car, and then they run. Okay? And that's pretty much what's going to happen.
That is how he plays.
It does. He's tomato arm boy. All right, next.
Number 7, Ole Miss.
And they have?
Their idol.
Nobody.
Well, I'm glad we took the time to do the top 25 while everyone's taking a nap.
There's 10 teams in the top 25 that are idle this week.
Oh, jeez. Who we got next?
Who's after them?
Georgia.
They're idle.
No, they play Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Kentucky. At Georgia.
Are we going for a repeat? Let's go, Kentucky.
Kentucky played them real close last year within one touchdown. Right, John?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they have been playing them tougher.
It's at Georgia, though.
Yeah, it's at Georgia. You got to take Georgia.
Yeah.
I'll take Georgia. I'll take Georgia. And
if it was at Kentucky, I would.
It's going to be Georgia plus four.
Shit, probably Georgia plus 16.
What you got, John?
Number six, Tennessee, and they're idle too.
Yep, Tennessee's idle.
And number four, Indiana, and they're idle.
Who's number five?
Yeah, who's number five?
Tennessee.
Oh. And four was Indiana.
Yeah.
So they're right, they're long.
Number three?
Missouri. And they're idle.
They're idle. Number two.
Ohio State. They are not idle.
We got Minnesota. At Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a bigger game.
Well, I have a Ohio State by 18.
Yeah. Minnesota's a good team, but yeah, they're going to get beat down in the second half.
They're going to row that boat right to shore.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I think Ryan Day now, they're going to – this is the time where he's really got to test what this kid can do.
Yeah. Well, he's already stated he's going to. He's
so – If you're going to do it now. You got the running backs. CJ Donaldson and Bo Jackson will be fine.
I don't even think it's the inability to open the playbook. I just don't see them having – it's like the analogy I made. Yeah, there's no need. You're giving the kid exactly what he needs to be successful and perform. You know, no offense, it's like having, like I said the other day.
Well, I show everyone your plays.
Yeah, it's like having a 7-speed automatic and you know your car can run 300 miles an hour, but everybody else can only go 80. Why in the world are you going to come out of third?
Yeah, just.
And that's the scary thought about it, because now, you got to sit there. They're going to go to fourth gear. They're going to go to fifth gear. They're going to go to sixth gear. They're going to go all the way up to seventh gear. But when are they going to start peaking out? And I think you're going to start seeing it come week 7, week 8, and especially against Michigan, they're definitely going to open it up.
Ohio State only plays Penn State and Michigan for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
The rest of them are cupcake games for them.
You see what I'm saying? In all honesty, I see them opening it on up the last 3 weeks, and then you're really going to see it open up again like you did last year in the playoffs.
I can't believe we're already halfway through the season.
That's gone quick.
Too quick. Yeah, Ohio State, definitely.
The defense is just stifling.
Yeah, I'm curious as to see how the D looks.
I'm so used to the offense just being the talking point, but, I mean, the defense is just – there's so many athletes and superstars. And then, of course, the package in which they're presented in.
All right. Number one.
Oregon.
Idle.
They are idle because they have to recuperate from the Penn State game.
Well, you know what else they're number one at? Zero national titles. Are they going to get one?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Not this year.
So no. Oregon has USC and Indiana left in their schedule.
Do you see?
And the championship game.
I think they actually need.
So they're either going to play Ohio State, they're going to play Penn State.
No, it's the winner of the Indiana game.
Or whoever.
No, it'd be the winner of the Indiana game, is what it would come down to.
Ohio State hadn't lost.
No.
Ohio State doesn't play Indiana this year.
Huh?
Ohio State does not play Indiana this year.
No. And Ohio State doesn't play Oregon this year.
At the end of the year, they still do a championship.
Yes, but Indiana has to play Oregon. The winner of that game will go to the championship. If Indiana wins out all but that game, if Oregon wins out all but that game, the winner of that game will go play If Ohio State wins out, Ohio State. You see my point? Now, the toss-up here would be, is that now that Oregon beat Penn State still has to play Indiana, I believe?
Penn State has to play Iowa, Ohio State, and Indiana.
Yeah, and Indiana. Now, if Penn State beats Indiana and then Indiana beats Oregon, Oregon still gets the go-ahead.
What's going to keep in Indiana in every game is their defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting to see now who's real
and who's not.
And who's not. This will be the defining week of who's real, who's not. And after that, you know, next week,
when you see
next week after everyone is given their cookies and milk and they're woken up from their nap and they're, you know, well, now we're getting into the meat of the football.
So Indiana has given up a touchdown each half, every game.
Yeah.
That's it. Or less. Touchdown or less per half.
I actually think their defense is second to Ohio State's.
We'll see. No one knows how to handle Indiana's coach yet.
Oh, Cignetti, yeah.
Just James Madison. That's it.
He's tight-lipped. He's, you know, you might think he's pompous or arrogant and everything, but I'm going to tell you, the man backs it up.
He does.
He's just like Trump.
Yeah.
Trump was like, I'll bring back the military and let them beat on people.
I am going to put you on the sideline and give you a sombrero. You will put it on with the mustache. That's what's coming your way. All right. So now.
So the bonus games are more fun than the rest of it. There's only two big games this week.
All right, bonus games.
Wisconsin versus Michigan.
You know that Miss Wisconsin. I think he's on his way on out. Poor Luke. Things aren't looking good.
Where's it being played at?
It don't matter.
Yeah, they have to hope for snow.
Snow. Hope for a tornado. Something.
Yeah, I just don't think Wisconsin's going to be.
Wisconsin is not going to beat them.
Well, it's a hard say. It really is.
No, it isn't.
You don't know which Michigan team's going to show. Is it going to be the team that showed up at Oklahoma, or is it going to be the team that showed up last week? It's
not a matter of which Michigan team shows. It's which Wisconsin team's going to show that I already know is not going to show.
Moore wasn't even coaching last week.
I'm just telling you.
The other coach was coaching, and he opened the offense up. And so now you got to sit there and ask the question. It's like, okay, well, now that Moore comes back, are we going to see more of Moore in his coaching style, or are we going to actually see the offense open up in Michigan?
It's just like Missouri. As soon as the starter got hurt, they went crazy.
Yeah.
All right, that's one. Next bonus game.
Clemson at North Carolina.
God, at this point, they're both going to lose.
Let me tell you, Austin, hang on. I've got to give it to him right now. Hang on a second here. You just hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I know it's here. Wait a second, mister, because go for Clemson. They've let me down three times.
Yeah, at this point, I think both teams might lose.
I'm not happy. Which team wants to lose more? That's the question.
So Klubnik is 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and he's rushed for 34 yards. No, 60 yards on 34 carries. So what is that?
Bad.
2 yards a carry.
That's just bad.
But has North Carolina won a game?
Yes. North Carolina is like 2-2 now. the same as Clemson.
Where's it at?
It's at North Carolina.
Come on, Tar Heels.
I just don't see Klubnik actually going into a hostile environment and winning a game. I don't know. To say that.
I'm going to have to go with the Tar Heels. What do we got, John? What does it say? What does the magic box say?
Tar
Heels by one.
Oh, I didn't do that. I'm still catching up from vacation. So, let me look.
Final score 3-2.
Let me look.
2-0. A safety.
A safety.
It's a safety or nothing.
And it's all because Klubnik tripped in the end zone.
Yeah.
The match is missing by one.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, there it is. We were just saying that. Yeah, it's going to be by 2 points. Klubnik's going to trip in the end zone and get turf toe, and they're going to win by a safety. Oh.
North Carolina, 1 point.
Yeah, I'll take North Carolina. Next up.
Oregon State at Appalachian State.
App State.
Let me look. Where's Ab?
Remember when App State was in the lower division? And I'm going to tell you something.
And they beat Michigan?
And they beat twice. And then on top of it, even after that, two times in a row?
Yeah, they beat twice in a row.
And then on top of it.
And then App State goes, who else did they beat? They beat somebody else.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It was Wisconsin. And they beat them too. And I started laughing. I kept thinking, they were the Alabama of the lower division.
The lower division.
And that's who they were. They were the Alabama of the lower division. All I know is if you played App State, that's who you picked, App State.
Yeah, you didn't bet against them.
So I rate 125 teams. Oregon State is 104th.
App State.
Yeah, they're dinner on a dish.
And it's too
close to Thanksgiving.
I think App State's no program is actually pulls in more money than Oregon State's.
That's an App State game all the way. And where's it at?
At Appy State.
Oh, yeah.
App State.
Yeah, the flight, jet lag, and they're just
the mountains.
Yeah, you're in the mountains. You can't breathe right.
You got to go play Sasquatch.
Yeah. Now you're playing against wild animals. Yeah, you're going to get mauled.
So the math is Appy by +4.
See, even the computer knows you don't bet against App State.
The next bonus game is Southern Alabama at Troy.
At where?
Troy.
I got Troy.
Oh, let's see. Troy.
I love it. John's like the mad scientist on there. Look at him. Yep, that's it. You are the man.
It says South Alabama over Troy.
Whoa.
Really?
Really.
By how many?
Six.
Six?
Six. I didn't stutter.
Nine?
Nine?
Nine.
So, yeah, we're going to have Troy.
South Alabama. I don't know anything about them, but.
Never heard of them.
You should see how many top of the.
He must be related to Sam Houston.
That are not playing. There's just as many teams that are idle this week.
Wow.
It's like, let's pick week 6.
Oh, wait, we got one more bonus game.
Duke at California.
I don't know. Duke's got to travel. It's at California.
Yeah, I might go Cal on this.
And Cal has had – what's their record?
4-1.
4-1, yeah.
They've had glimmers of hope. I think I call for the upset. What's the book saying? I'm taking Cal.
Let's see here. 7.9. Cal by plus 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can almost smell that one in the air.
Yeah.
A big pile of Duke.
No revenge of the nerds today, boys.
Yeah. Big pile of Duke coming up. Yeah, that's nothing new for California. They could just clean that right on up. They got an app for it.
So the only other exciting thing about this week, Memphis is the only team that is, they're not doing a full NIL. And either is Miami, Notre Dame, USC, and Vanderbilt. No money for you.
And
Notre Dame doesn't really need it, though. They just racked in, like, what, 30 mil last year?
Notre Dame has been all money because they've been independent for so long. They've got nothing but money. They've got stashes, safes. They've got
under the tabernacle.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got cash everywhere.
Golden bridges.
But what's funny is all the teams that are financially sound do not have NIL.
Not hilarious.
Yeah, but they've been independent. They were taking 20-something million a crack all the time, and they're not having to share it amongst the schools. So that's all free cash. That's all give it to me.
Monopoly is on the roll.
Yeah.
But they got to win the games.
Well, right now, you know, this was a tough start for Marcus. I will say it's a tough start. Can they write the ship?
Northern
their season's favorable. They don't really play any more big teams except for USC.
Well, they lost last year to Northern Illinois.
Yes, they did. But they ended up in the championship.
Yep. So,
I mean, you got to remember, they beat Georgia.
Yeah.
Then they went and they beat Penn State. And then they got cream. They got dog walked.
Yeah.
So they have Notre Dame has Miami, Texas A&M, and USC left.
They could right the ship.
No, they can't.
Yes, they could.
No, they won't.
They won't.
No,
I'm just saying they could.
They. You would think they could right the ship, but they won't.
If they beat USC,
they've got to win two or three of those games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're still not getting into the playoffs at that point. Not with three losses. No.
They don't have three losses. They have two.
They have two, but they've got to win two of the three.
They've got to win out.
They've got to win out. And I'm just telling you, it's not going
to
happen.
And they don't have a conference game, so they have to win out.
They're either going
to
run into Texas A&M or they're going to run into Miami. But, you know,
now,
they'll be one and done, and that's
it. Now, let's ask that question, though. Let's say A&M's undefeated, Miami gets upset by Florida State, so therefore.
Are you really going with that Florida State?
Listen, let's say Miami then comes in and beats Notre Dame, but Notre Dame beats A&M and beats USC. Would you consider, and let's say Miami wins out from that point, would you consider Notre Dame with the three losses for a number 12 spot in the playoff?
No.
No.
No. They're done. You get a third loss, you're done.
Done.
Get away with two losses. You get away with two losses. You're fine.
You get away with two losses. That's it.
And any team.
Depending who that is. No, you can't say any team because here's the thing. If you're in a conference and you're in the same boat, and let's say your third loss comes in the conference championship, should that hinder you at that point then for being a three-loss team where Notre Dame sits over there? Two losses with no conference.
Okay, what happens if you have one team on the SEC West side or one team on the East side or whatever? I don't even know if they have it split anymore. But You have
not split anymore.
Okay, so it's not split anymore. Sorry. So Georgia has a loss.
Yep.
Alabama has a loss.
Yep.
Okay. Tennessee has a loss.
Yep.
Okay. A&M and Ole Miss don't.
They're running the table right now.
Okay. And if they run the table, one of them could have one loss and one of them could be undefeated and they both go.
Yep.
Okay. So that takes care of them.
You got to remember, Texas has one loss. Georgia has one loss. Tennessee has one loss.
That's why I'm saying. So the next team that would come out of the SEC has to be a two-loss team. You're not getting three.
No, because Texas can run the table in the SEC and still have one loss. Because they lost to Ohio State out of conference.
But I'm just telling you that more than likely there's going to be a two-loss team along with maybe an undefeated and a one-loss.
It's a hard take. It's a hard take because it's really going to come down to how many one-loss teams are there going to be.
If I'm not mistaken, the Big Ten and the SEC are guaranteed four teams, correct? Four teams.
Not yet.
No, not in the CFP.
Okay, how many are they guaranteed? Three?
No.
Not. It's the
two and two.
Four conference champions, and then the next eight teams that are rated.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay.
The SEC and the Big Ten at the moment are really only guaranteed two spots each.
Two spots. All right. So.
And then this is what I was saying. It comes down to, at this point, if you have, let's say Texas runs in the table or whatever, they have two losses, right? But they've only got one loss within the SEC. Let's say A&M goes undefeated, right? Let's say Ole Miss gets one loss. Let's say Tennessee runs the table at this point, though. They've got one loss. At that point, then, you go and you look, okay, well, what other teams have one loss? You see what I'm saying? So let's say you go Florida State.
I'm just telling
Miami.
You, a three-loss team is not. I don't believe a three-loss team, unless it's a number 12 spot. But you know, did we have a three-loss team last year?
Yeah, no, Alabama.
No, Alabama was not.
No, I'm talking about it. They were three-loss teams in consideration.
Yeah, did they get in?
They didn't get in. Who? There was one team that got in over somebody.
SMU did.
Yeah, SMU got to go.
And that's because they lost to Clemson in the championship game.
Yes.
And then they turned around and
– That's when they – and this is what I was saying. This is where they stated that losing the championship game does not hinder your chances of getting into the CFP because you would have to be there anyways.
I'm just telling you, you're not getting a three-loss team in there.
So you got – right now you have below number 12, you got Miami, Iowa State, Georgia Tech, and Memphis – that are 5-0.
Yep.
See?
That he's agreeing with me. I don't think you're getting a three-loss team in there.
No, not by any metric. But this is what I was saying, though. How many one-loss teams then? How many two-loss teams? Really, it comes down to how many undefeated teams are going to be in there. You know, let's say we have four undefeated teams. Let's say one from the ACC, one from the Big Ten, and one from the SEC. Now, let's go down the list of the one-loss teams then. You could have two one-loss teams from the Big Ten, Indiana, Oregon. I mean, hell, you could have three technically.
No. Ohio State can lose.
No, you would technically only have two.
Listen, Ohio State has to play Michigan at Michigan, and here's the thing. If they lose that game and then run the table again like they did before.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a disadvantage to go to the next
championship.
Round.
Yeah, it's
– I think that you're better off when you – This is why I hate idle games. You play out. Ohio State had the advantage last year. They lost to Michigan. Everybody wrote them off. They thought Tennessee was going to whoop them, and Tennessee got dog walked. Then the team beat them by one point.
Let me say this, though. Theoretically, all right, do you agree with this? Had they beaten Michigan – and they went and replayed Oregon in the conference championship game. Do you really believe that they would have beaten Oregon on a neutral field?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you really think that they would have been fine then, sitting a week off and then having to play said Oregon again?
But they wouldn't have had a week off. They would have still.
No, they would have had a week off because they would have had to play the championship game. That's what I'm saying. If they won the championship.
There's only a couple teams that have done that. Georgia's done it.
I know this.
As a matter of fact, Washington did it against Oregon.
This was my point, though. Theoretically, had Ryan Day beaten Michigan, he would have been playing Oregon again in the championship game.
The semifinals.
Yes. Had he won or lost that game, this is what's important. Had he won or lost that game, if he had won, he'd be sitting with the week off from the first week of the CFP round, waiting for the second week. If he had lost that game, okay, you lost to Oregon twice now within the same year. That puts you at three losses now. Do you see my point? And it would have eliminated him and the ability to even go. No, because the second
you lose in the playoffs, you're done. You're out.
But that wasn't the playoff, though. That would have been the conference championship game.
I'm just telling
you. So if he would have had three losses in the conference championship game, how would Ohio State be the first three-loss team to be in the CFP at that point then? Because you can't, like he said last year, the CFP commissioner even announced it. You can't sit there and say that this team does not deserve to go when you had to go to the championship game to lose it in the first place. Something that the rest of the teams didn't even do.
Strength of schedule and everything else comes in. But I'm just telling you, it's an oddity.
It's an oddity.
It's like a 757 getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
it's the size of the Bermuda Triangle.
But it played It played perfectly for him, though, last year. Losing to Michigan did. Because he got to recoup the guys. Tennessee, you saw, they blew him out of the water, and then they went on a run. They've been on a run since.
It's not going to happen, though. I'm just telling you. It's not going to happen. And they'll have to address that when it does happen. But I'm going to tell you, you know how it's going to normally go.
Oh, I know.
So it's not going to make a hill of beans at all.
So Indiana has the weakest strength of schedule in the top 12.
Oh, I could see that.
And the next 13 teams, the weakest schedule is Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Who has the toughest schedule?
Georgia, 14.51 out of 16 points, 17 points. So Georgia is number one, strength of schedule, and then Texas, then Ohio State, then Oregon.
Going to be interesting.
It is.
Well, all right, folks. I'll tell you what. We are in here. I'll click myself back on. I always try to give these two the spotlight there. You don't need to see my ugly face before dinner.
You want to talk about the Heisman people?
What's that? Yes, we are. Let's do it.
So, did you print it?
No. Did I what?
I sent it to you. Did you print it out?
No, but I have it right here on my phone. I saved it.
And it's in order this week.
Oh, you did put it in order this week, huh?
I did. I had time. I was off.
Got all that. Where is my? Wait a minute. I'm in the wrong one. Stop that. I like your CFP bubble.
It's always a surprise to me. I don't try to look at it beforehand until I sort, and I'm like, I usually don't agree with it, and then it ends up that I end up eating a whole bunch of humble pie and.
All right, so John's got it in order, folks, and here we go. The Heisman Watch for 2025-26 season after week five. And is it really anyone surprised, John? Number one?
I think it is to me. Carson Beck doesn't really have the team is undefeated, but he does not have the most yards. He doesn't have the most touchdowns, but he has the best QBR.
I mean, the boy is good. I mean, 82 of 112 for 972 yards, 7 TDs, 3 interceptions. Yeah, he takes it.
So Klubnik has 200 more yards passing, but he has three losses.
Yeah, and a couple of bruised bones. All right, next up, Arch Manning.
No.
Quarterback, Texas. He is 65 for 106, 888 yards, 9 TDs, 3 interceptions, 28 rushes for 123 yards. And then look at the big difference here, folks. The quarterback rating went from 81.9 down to 57.2. Look at the gap. Wow.
That's what happens when you have long drives and you get kicked field goals.
Your turn. All right, Kalen, you get to do number.
Tommy Castellanos.
Number three.
He is 45 of 70 for 848 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 41 rushes for 217 yards, and a 78.3 QBR.
So I think if Florida State beats Miami, he passes back in the Heisman run.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because he beat Heisman.
The Heisman is not to be given out just because you have an undefeated season. The Heisman is given out for the most valuable player in all of college football. Right now, that is Carson Beck. Even if Carson Beck loses, if he still performs to what his performances are for his statistics, he will still be number one in the Heisman watch. I'm so sick of the Heisman sitting there giving out trophies just because.
What, because they're pretty?
Yeah, it's not a pretty trophy. You know, it's a earned trophy.
All right, John, you're up next.
Number four is Garrett Nussmeier.
Nussmeier.
115 for 171 attempts for 1,159 yards, 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 76.4 QBR.
He's another one.
So far, he's got the most yards.
Yep.
I mean, all right.
What's crazy is the top quarterbacks all have 3 interceptions.
Yeah. Defenses, baby. All right, that brings it back to me, and I get to get the special one. Drew Aller, the 20th year senior graduation for Penn State, is 71 for 113 for 763 yards, 6 TDs, 2 interceptions, 19 rushes for 69 yards, and I might add that those interceptions – well, they were of late. The last one in the last game versus Oregon on the last play. Overtime. Ugh. Dagger in the heart. Kalen, you're up.
Oh, I'm going to give me Cade Klubnik.
After the picture you're going to make this week, you deserve Cade Klubnik.
89 of 148 for 996 yards, 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 34 rushes for 60 yards, and a 45 QBR.
That's like getting a speeding ticket for doing.
Keep it up, kid. You're going to be at Wendy's.
It's like getting a speeding ticket for doing 25 and a 55. John, you're up next.
Lenoris Sellers, South Carolina, 29 out of 45 for 431 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 48 rushes for 98 yards.
I will say the boy is a baller.
He needs to stay healthy.
He needs to stay healthy, but he is a bulldog. I will give it to that kid.
He
also missed a game and a half, so. So, all right, next up, getting into the meat of it now. Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver, Ohio State. 28 receptions for 396 yards, 4 TDs. Here's the thing, folks. They're not using this kid to his full potential yet.
Nope.
Okay? he's basically making appearances and bringing in the crowd, waving here and there. But I'm going to tell you that this kid is a machine. So we will see what happens, but they put two on him. They put three on him. They've done a lot of things. And then it opens up the whole field for Ohio State. So the kid is definitely doing what he's supposed to do. Is he going to have the numbers because of it? Maybe not. But
maybe not.
Yeah, but he is by far the best.
His numbers will be up the next 4 weeks in a row of the schedule.
Exactly.
All right. We got Aaron Anderson, wide receiver for LSU, 23 receptions for 305 yards. No touchdowns.
So you can see the difference in stats just between
Anderson and Smith.
And Anderson?
Definitely. John, you're next up.
Jeremy Love, running back, Notre Dame, 66 rushes for 341 yards and 5 touchdowns.
He needs a transfer.
Yeah.
That ain't going to get it done.
It's like when they were talking about Canseco and McGuire hit nothing but home runs. He scores nothing but touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly. I mean, next up, Anthony Hill, linebacker, Texas, 17 tackles, 2 forced fumbles. I mean, he's been busy, he's busy on the field. So, when you got 17 tackles and everything in these games already, you're working. My thing is how many people are you kicking in the can on your defensive side to say, get to work? Because you're the one doing it all. All right, next.
Remember the movie Replacements?
Yeah.
And what was the coach's name? I can see him. He goes, well, all you do is get the ball. And the next play, he recovers the fumble and hands him the ball.
That's right. He's like, can you get the ball? Get the ball. I want you to get the ball. I'm going to get the ball. All right, next one.
All right, we got Caleb Downs, safety, Ohio State. 15 tackles, 4 solo, 1 tackle for loss, and 1 interception. Really, he had 2, but.
Now, get on here. I will say this about Caleb Downs, and I will say this, and I am biased. The thing about him is, how do you prepare when you have a guy like him and you have a guy up here?
And the thing about it, he doesn't even lead tackles on the team.
No. And
Avery Reese does.
When you have a guy like Anthony Hill. So you got guys that are out there working hard, but you've got a whole bunch of them on one team. It's lopsided. I mean, they're trying to figure out how to do it, and it's hard to defend, and hard to get an offense going against the defense that can do that. That's the thing. John, you're up. Next one.
Next one. T.J. Parker, defensive line, Clemson. 13 tackles, 7 solo, 2 sacks, 1 tackle for loss, 1 interception.
Another workhorse.
Yeah. He's got to be asking the coaches questions. What are you doing?
Give me 10 other players.
All right. Honorable mentions. Well, we got Bishop Fitzgerald, 3 interceptions, 20 tackles. Mario Cannon, 24 receptions, 477 yards, 4 TDs. Mateer, quarterback, Oklahoma. He's injured, huh?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
For the year?
Most likely.
Uh-oh.
And he was, right there in the hunt for the Heisman.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now the question comes. Can they do it
without him?
Without him, or is this where Oklahoma takes a knee? Yeah,
they're undefeated right now, so which is a surprise.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. But you got our picks. You've got our thoughts for this week, and John, as always, it is a privilege and an honor, sir, to have you. We are grateful.
I need a vacation from our vacation. I'm what?
I hear that. We're tired, too. Hey, with that, folks, that's it for Trim Radio Offsides, College Football's Top 25 Plus 5 with our hosts, John, Kalen, and, well, I'm just kind of here to lighten the load. Anyway, you guys take care. Good luck on your picks. And, John, I'll get with you because we've got to make some decisions on the trophies. You got to tell me what you think, and we'll go from there.
Cool.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, guys, take care. Thanks for tuning in.